Hello, this is Dr. Tony Evans with The Urban Alternative, and I know you, like myself, are concerned about the racial climate in our country today. The recent incidents in Ferguson, Missouri have demonstrated that we may have come a long way, but boy, do we have a long way to go. And it demonstrates clearly that this issue of racial division is just below the surface, and it doesn't take much to ignite it into a firestorm. The problem here, from a Christian perspective, is that God has to be brought to bear on this and in this never-ending scenario. And when I say God, I don't mean just in a general religious way, but specifically based on His word, we must address this issue head on, without apology, but yet with love. In our situation in our nation today, you have a cry for law and order, which is a righteous cry. You also have a cry for justice, which is a righteous cry. What has complicated the issue is a history that has not been lost. There is a real history of racism and its aftermath. Most African Americans have experienced it and felt it, including me. And I talk about some of my own experiences of being pulled over by a cop simply because of my race, being even denied opportunities to serve God because of my race, being denied in my early days of even media ministry because of my race. So that's real. And that reality produces a scar and a sensitivity. And when something happens that reminds you of that, it creates a pain. And that pain just doesn't just disappear, because it's like an abused person. When they see abuse, it reminds them of their own abuse, or when they were abused earlier in their lives. At the same time, people on the other side are saying, but don't we have to still go by law? And the answer there is yes, too. So we have to operate within the laws of our land, the righteous laws of our land, but we must do so in a just way, knowing that there is sensitivity, and therefore we have to be sensitive in how we do it. Now, that means that violence becomes unacceptable because of the law of God, and the laws of our nation, that to destroy life and property that is not yours is wrong, even when you're angry. The Bible allows for anger, by the way. The Bible says, be angry, but sin not. So it makes a distinction between the emotional feelings of anger and the execution of wrath, where you are letting that anger overflow to do things that ought not be done because they're against the law. But at the same time, those who are arguing for the law have to equally say, there is a pain here. There is a history here that cannot be ignored and that must be addressed. And it has to be addressed outside of a crisis. So you have to bring together righteousness and justice in such a way that both are operating simultaneously. And until we get our leaders to put both on the table at the same time, when there's not a conflict, so that when there is a conflict, we are prepared and the leadership in every community is prepared to address it, then we'll always be reactionary rather than being part of a solution that has a long span to it. The Bible says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, I will raise up a standard against him. So it's time to raise up a standard, a righteous and just standard that will seek proper living under God and proper relationships with people in the name of God. And when we put that together as the church, then we will demonstrate that we can do what government can't do, which will allow government to do what it ought to do, but which will also give testimony to the power and legitimacy of our faith. I may not have been able to answer all the questions about who's right and who's wrong in Ferguson, but I do know that God has an answer for who's right and who's wrong in this racial divide. And it's time that the church leads the way in giving it.